The young watchmaker. She was a soul winner. She was constantly laboring to help others. Not only did she preach almost every day in Nîmes, but she was alert to every opportunity to share her Christian witness. There was a young watchmaker there named Abel Beeder who especially attracted her interest, for she had seen him in vision and knew of his problem. Abel was once a member of one of the Swiss Adventist churches, wrote Ellen White. There was a young man who had become discouraged through the temptations of Satan and through some mistakes of our brethren who did not understand how to deal with the minds of the youth. He gave up the Sabbath and engaged to work in a manufacturing establishment to perfect his trade in watchmaking. He is a very promising young man. My watch needed repairing, which brought us together. I was introduced to him, and as soon as I looked upon his countenance, I knew that he was the one whom the Lord had presented before me in vision. The whole circumstance came distinctly before me. He attended the meeting when he thought I would speak, and would sit with his eyes riveted on me through the entire discourse, which was translated into French by Brother Bordeaux. I felt a duty to labor for this young man. I talked 2 hours with him and urged upon him the peril of his situation. I told him because his brethren had made a mistake that was no reason that he should grieve the heart of Christ who had loved him so much that he had died to redeem him. I told him that I knew the history of his life and his errors, which were the simple errors of youthful indiscretion, which were not of a character that should have been treated with so great severity. I then entreated him with tears to turn square about, to leave the service of Satan and of sin, for he had become a thorough backslider, and return like the prodigal to his father's house, his father's service. He was in good business learning his trade. If he kept the Sabbath, he would lose his position. A few months more would finish his apprenticeship, and then he would have a good trade. But I urged an immediate decision. We prayed with him most earnestly, and I told him that I dared not have him cross the threshold of the door until he would before God and angels and those present say, "I will from this day be a Christian." How my heart rejoiced when he said this. He slept none that night. He said as soon as he made the promise he seemed to be in a new channel. His thoughts seemed purified, his purposes changed, and the responsibility that he had taken seemed so solemn that he could not sleep. The next day he notified his employer that he could work for him no longer. He slept but little for 3 nights. He was happy, so thankful that the Lord had evidenced to him his pardon and his love. On Sunday, October 31st, Sister White spoke again. The hall was packed with eager listeners. Her constant effort in France was to preach evangelistic sermons, to make prominent the gospel of Jesus Christ and the special truths God has given to Seventh-day Adventists for the world. The prophetic gift she had from God enabled her to present the doctrines clearly.